our good broadcasting remain intact? Football Theater 1310 this Sunday, right after the Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff pregame show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, now it's time for a look at the hot bitches of Wewonka. Dan McDowell will be at Circuit City today. That is in Hearst, Pipeline at 8:20. He'll be there from 5 until 7. They're having a grand opening of that thing out there. A couple of very foxy ticket chicks will be on hand, as will Jay Novacek, Roy Williams, and the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Hey.
Yeah. So go see Dan, Circuit City, today from 5 until 7.
Hey, ESPN, they're reporting that Spurrier deal. So I guess there's something to it. But he's going to take over at South Carolina.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
All right, it is time to get into our long-running series, our long-running occasional series, Bob and the Beatles. And joining us in here now is the Bob side of that equation, the Bob Stern Show.
Hardline.
Hi there. How are you?
Actually, this is a pretty quick follow-up to the White Album. This only took us like 3 months, right?
Right, right. So yeah. It's moving along.
Yeah. Knock this one out in no time.
Well, what we're trying to do here...
You can't hurry greatness.
What we're trying to do here, if we may do a setup, the type of setup that this requires, since we do it so infrequently, is... get a handle on the question, what would happen if the Beatles came out today? So, we recruited the Sterminator, being somewhat musically literate and somewhat Beatles curious at the time that we started this, but not terribly Beatles knowledgeable, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we have had him go through every CD the Beatles released, or every CD of new stuff they released, in the same order that they put it out, or as close to that as we can approximate, given the fact that it's all been recataloged and whatnot. And we get him in here and get him to listen to it, get him to absorb it, and then have him review it for us and give us his take on it. And today, we're making our way to the end of the catalog, just about. We have one more to go after this, but today we're going to do Let It Be.
Right.
Which, while Let It Be came out after Abbey Road, it was actually recorded before they recorded Abbey Road.
And I must tell you, I hate to be in any way tainted by what I...
It's always bad to be a taint, Bob.
By what I know, but... my love for the Beatles anthology on DVD has skewed my view of this because I know, I feel like I should have listened to this and absorbed the CD before, kind of knowing the acrimony and just all the mess that was going on this whole time.
The end, the beginning of the end.
Yeah, and man, if you want to talk about 25 guys and 25 cabs, by the time the Beatles got around to this one, they all had chicks and they were all kind of ready to go do something that wasn't this, and they were all kind of trying to top themselves, and
hey, that's what happens when you have something great.
Yeah,
that's what eventually happens,
but then it ends up eating itself. But all things considered, there's some gems on this CD, no doubt about it. In fact, the first track is one that I really like.
This
is a good McCartney song right here, the two of us, I should say.
In which Doris gets her oats.
And I would say this, not really knowing where it fits with a visual aid, being from the MTV generation, kind of seems like two people should be in a convertible in an open field as the credits are starting a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what this song is, but it's a great song.
This was in some movie, but I can't remember.
Wasn't Let It Be, was it?
No. No, I'm with you.
This album is... I think this is one of my favorite albums of theirs because it's so different, you know? Like, this is... You've never heard anything like this before.
No.
I got from them.
All because of the soon-to-be-released Bill Spector.
I got some great stuff in here. Number three is one of my four or five favorite Lennon songs. Across the Universe. This is...
What do they do to his voice here?
I don't know, but it's cool.
Well, it's sped up, for one.
Spectre sped it up.
This is where they pay homage to the great sunlight.
Actually, the other version may be the one that sped up, the one on Past Masters.
Yeah, this sounds pretty natural.
They pay homage to the great sideline reporter Jack Arute here in a minute.
No.
Yeah, they do, too. Listen to
right
this.
Here.
Right here. Jack Arute, baby.
It's odd.
Here it goes.
Jack Arute, baby.
Listen, they'll pay. Here in a minute, they'll play Jack Arute.
What?
You guys like this one?
Yeah,
I love this.
Great song.
Gorgeous.
Now, we should point out, for those who don't know, there are both of those who may not know, that they hooked up with Phil Spector on this. And he really produced it. Now, I've never minded this. I never minded that too terribly much myself.
But they did.
Yeah, they did. That's why they put out Let It Be Naked not too terribly long ago, which basically took everything Phil Spector out of the album.
Any coincidence that right around then he shot and killed Lana Clarkson?
I don't think it was right around then, was it?
Just saying.
Good point.
Thank you.
It is a good point.
And he's about to get, here we go, Jack Arute.
Okay.
All right, track 4 is I Me Mine, a Harrison song, no sitar, and it doesn't suck.
Yeah, did he finally put the sitar down?
Well, this he did, pretty much. But make no mistake, in no way are we to think he was becoming normal once again.
By the way, for a Beatles aficionado, how wise do you have to be to know about the keyboard player and all that? Is that pretty basic stuff for the Beatles fan?
Billy Preston?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, it's still kind of a nice little trivia question.
The Black Beetle?
The Black Beetle.
And I don't know if he's referred to as that, but...
Didn't Eric Clapton play on a lot of this stuff, too?
When My Guitar Gently Weeps, he did.
Yeah, not on
the White Album. So that's pretty cool. Then Dig It really has 45 seconds of a bag, but since it mentions...
Well, you just don't cut much slack on that and Wild Honey Pie, do
no.
you?
Do you?
And Revolution, what was the...
Number nine.
Just the... go to 5 if you want. And just a little trivia here, of course. We mentioned the FBI and the CIA and the BBC. Like a rolling stone. We also mentioned B.B. King and Doris Day. Like a rolling stone. But for you soccer fans, like the FBI. It's only 40 seconds. We can probably get blow through this pretty quick. And the CIA.
Who does he mention?
For some reason, Manchester United manager Matt Busby makes this song. Hold on. Here it comes after Doris Day. At Doris Day. Now here's Matt Busby. Matt Busby. It's just kind of random. Then 3 real big hits are on this CD. Of course, the title track, Let It Be, number 6.
What can you say?
It's great. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, this was kind of out of the Hey Jude catalog.
Is that good or bad?
You don't like this song?
How do you not like Hey Jude?
I've heard it.
He's heard it a trillion times.
I've heard it a trillion times.
But it's still just a...
Yeah, I agree.
Awesome
it is.
Song.
It's
okay,
an
but
awesome song, but it's also one of those that, you know, if I never hear it again, it's no big deal.
Okay, there's right. 3 hits on this CD. Get Back, I really like. Let It Be is pretty cool. Long and Winding Road kind of beats me at this point.
Yeah.
I love the Long and Winding Road.
Really?
You do? But you don't like this?
I like it better than either of those
two. Number 10, Justin.
What's that, Bob?
I was going to say, number 10 is Long and Winding Road if we wanted music or we don't necessarily need to run all over the place. But
for me, it was a great moment in the McCartney show when he did this.
Boy, this is on the radio. Out.
Really?
God.
Out.
Really?
Immediately.
This is kind of where...
Well, you never hear this anymore.
Well,
on the one CD, this and Lady Madonna get moved to the next track. I've seen that road.
So this doesn't do anything for you either, huh?
It just
bores me to death.
It's a bit tedious. And by the way, while we're on the topic of things that they might want to rethink, which was worse, the McCartney beard or the Lennon beard?
I like the McCartney beard.
Yeah, the Lennon beard was weird.
I mean, 'cause it was real big.
Yeah, but did either of them really pull that look off?
I don't know. Paul did.
Yeah, I like McCartney's beard.
Well, I don't know. Looked like he was having trouble in patches. And and also, since I was watching the anthology, which may be a form of cheating in this exercise, for four Beatles, four pretty average chicks.
Boy.
All right, who are we talking about here?
Whoever their four chicks were in the...
At any given time?
No, they did the song in...
I mean, Jane Asher was a pretty nice piece back in the day.
The Abbey Road song, geez. What's the song?
It was Harrison
really
with.
Show a bunch of chicks.
Patty Boyd?
Yep. She was a widely acclaimed nice piece.
Is that
a
the
womp,
one that, is that, the one that Clapton mm-hmm. stole?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she was Layla.
I would think if you...
Sports Layla.
Well, I'm just saying, you look at Liz Taylor... And you see her in her prime, you're like, she would have been hot in any era. But you saw who the Beatles were hooked up to. Maybe it was a bad day.
Well, now,
they just looked pretty average.
Are we talking about Yoko and
Linda?
Well, Linda was a pretty nice piece back in the day, wasn't she?
She was kind of a Lynchburg hot.
Well, I thought she was good looking.
McCartney should have been with like...
She's Abilene hot.
Like, God, I'm trying to think of the biggest...
Kim Novak or somebody like
that. Yeah. You know, the biggest sex symbols of that decade is who he should have been with. Ursula Andress or something like that.
You're the Beatles.
Obviously didn't want him. Could have had him.
I've got a feeling it's track 8, and I like this.
It's my favorite song.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. When we're all up on the roof and the cops are rolling in, and it's good stuff. In fact, I'd like to see the film Let It Beat. Is that out? Does anybody have that?
No, I don't have it.
I don't believe it's available.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, let's get on that.
However, I saw the building where that was done this summer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the very rooftop.
Have you not been there in your trips to London?
No.
Well, I guess it probably wouldn't have been a...
No, I was focused on...
Soccer?
Other things.
Being a hooligan. But when I go visit my beloved Liverpool, I'll take the Beatles tour for sure.
I'll take the Beatles walking tour in London.
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
By the way,
with Richard Porter.
Okay.
Pearl Jam.
See how over the top he is.
Pearl Jam does a tremendous cover of this song.
Pearl Jam.
Right, Greg.
And that's probably the best parts of the CD. You got one after 909, which is a Lennon tune that...
Throwaway.
Is a throwaway. And For You Blue is another dabbling
throwaway.
With blues and... You know, but there's good stuff, man. Between Two of Us and Across the Universe and I've Got a Feeling, and then the hits. Let It Be.
You didn't even mention Dig a Pony. That's my favorite song on the whole
record.
All right,
check out number two there, Justin. Let's get a little Dig a Pony on there. I was,
You don't like this tune?
It's a little weird.
Just compared to Across the Universe, which comes right after it, two Lennon tunes in a row.
Right.
Heinz, please buy me a pony.
I had down A, average, E-H, comma, average on my notes.
Did you like Get Back?
Please.
Yeah, I love Get Back.
Anything
you want. You don't like Get Back?
Oh, I love it. Okay. I think the piano or organ or keyboards or whatever he's playing, what is that considered?
Electric piano.
That is great.
Isn't that the Black Beetle on the keyboards there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Do you think this one was that great, Grego?
The Bleedle.
Not my favorite. I mean, I like the song Let It Be. I like Long and Winding Road and Get Back. The hits, I guess, Across the Universe. But
the thing I like about this song is it sounds like a Lennon solo piece.
Yeah, it does.
But I just want to...
This is so good.
Yeah, you know what? It ain't bad, in conclusion. I think Yoko gets maybe too much blame, though, in the Beatles breaking up. I'm coming up with that theory now.
They were breaking up no matter what.
She's a bitch.
Mike!
Although I will say this.
Up there with you, Rog.
In that anthology... They're just sitting there playing in the recording studio, and there's five people. And
And greatness happens.
It's the four Beatles, and Yoko is right on his arm as he's playing the guitar. So I can see how that'd be annoying.
God.
That would not be tolerated.
Blame, man.
So there's let it be. A minus, B plus.
You don't want Renee with her own drum thrown while you're sitting behind the kit?
What did I just say?
And I mean, think about, like, Let It Be. They were in there for 16 hours a day, and she's riding shotgun 16 hours a day.
God.
I mean, you southern bitch.
Well, more Eastern,
she's,
Mike.
Yeah, she's Asian, actually.
But there was a lot of
What if Michelle wants to come up and hang out at that next sorta session in the studio?
Hey, that's fine.
That's fine with
she's
you?
She's welcome anywhere
okay.
she wants to be.
All
what?
Right.
How about here? How about here?
Yeah, you know what, Danny? Then I'm going to buy you a love toilet so you can hang out in the bathroom together.
Yeah.
Stop referring to the love toilet from Saturday Night Live.
Where you can hold hands.
Right.
Who was it? Victoria Principal and Kevin
Nealon. Yeah.
So by the way, celebrating the birthday.
Victoria Jackson, wasn't it?
What did he say?
Principal?
Yeah.
Oh, Victoria Jackson.
Maybe we need one of those for Gribbs.
They both had their pants down around their ankles,
funny.
Caressing each other's hands, looking back.
Gross.
That wasn't as funny
so
as the
gross.
Other Kevin Nealon one where the guy was with Harvey Keitel. Remember that one? Where he was the attendant?
Yes.
You ever seen that one?
No, remember that.
Where he was the attendant in the toilet, and he was just standing there.
Staring at him.
Oh, just
staring at him.
To attend is any need.
Open door policy.
Oh. All right.
Good stuff, Bobby.
Way to go,
yes.
Bob.
One more, Bob.
Congratulations.
One more. Boy, you knock out Abbey Road and...
We'll never see you
then
again.
Then we can get on to Dan and Pink Floyd.
Do you want Abbey Road before the end of 04? Oh, jeez,
yeah.
We got the month vacation, don't we? Does that start tomorrow?
We want Abbey Road before Thanksgiving.
We'll see what we can do.
All right.
Bye, guys.
That is Bob and the Beatles there, the Sterminator with us. It is 3:52 here on the Hardline.